Baritone Nathan Gunn with pianist Julie Gunn. It was music from Die Schöne Müllerin by Franz Schubert, his song cycle. The Lovely Miller Girl is what that means, more or less. And the text of the song, Trockene Blumen, withered flowers, you blossoms that she gave me shall lie beside me in the grave. Why do you look at me so sadly, as if you know my fate? And continues from there. That from a live performance of the complete cycle, Die Schöne Müllerin, with Nathan and Julie, heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Good afternoon, I'm Kevin Kelly. The show is your connection to local performances, although on today's program we will be sharing recordings by local and visiting artists who have come through our listening area, not necessarily connected to particular performances in the immediate calendar. I was actually looking to see whether Nathan and Julie are going to be performing in our area this season, and I may be missing something, but I don't see a recital. I'll try to look that up a little bit more, see if they might be around here this season. They're certainly around, but whether they're doing any public performances locally, not so sure about that. But they certainly do on occasion, Nathan and Julie Gunn, both on faculty at the University of Illinois School of Music. You're listening today as I, actually, before I say that, I had better say that our program is made possible with support from Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, presenting Streb Forces, an exhilarating exploration of gravity by the Streb team of action heroes on October 5th and 6th. For more information, visit krannertcenter.com. among the artists who has been in our listening area at least a few times since, at least a couple of times, I should say, since we've been doing Live and Local, which started in February of 2009, is a fellow named Tim Erickson. Also a singer, although, as you will hear quickly, a very different character than Nathan Gunn. And this, I think, is his latest CD, or at least one of his latest CDs, is called Tim Erickson, Soul of the January Hills, and is 14 songs for voice alone. He is very much influenced by a particular style of, you could call it sacred harp singing, shape note singing. Various names apply to this particular style, and we're going to hear his recording of the song called Drowsy Sleeper. Tim Erickson from Appleseed Recordings here on Live and Local.
Awake, awake, you drowsy sleeper. Awake, arise, it's almost day. How can you bear those thoughts of sleeping when your true love's gone away? Oh, who is it knocking at my window? Oh, who is it, pray tell to me? It's me, your old true lover. Awake, arise, come go with me. Oh, go, love, go, and ask your father if this night you could be my bride. If he says no, so return and tell me, be the last time I ever bother thee. Oh, I can't go and ask my father, for he is on his bed of rest, and by his side there lies a weapon for to kill the one that I love best. So go, love, go and ask your mother. Tell her of my love so dear. If she says no, so return and tell me, be the last time I ever bother thee. Oh, I can't go and ask my mother. Tell her of your love so dear. It's you may go and court some other and whisper softly in her ear. Oh, I will go to some wide river, spend my days, my months and years, eat anything but the long green willow, drink salt all from my flowing tears. Come back, my own true lover, and stay a little while with me. I will forsake my own dear parents and go along by the side of thee. And go along by the side of thee.
Thank you. flowing down my heart, wise beyond belief. How did you know so much? You taught me everything you knew. You'd govern this family from Oklahoma to Illinois. You never spoke a word about pain. And oh,
was Ryan Groff singing and playing. All the voices are his, and the guitar is his, and I include all the background vocals there as well, and the song called Polly from Ryan's CD called People in the Midwest from, well, several years ago now, copyright 2007. Ryan is known both as a solo performer and with the Champaign-Urbana-based band Elsinore. He's been on the show a couple of times and, of course, performs throughout the community. Heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Before that, we heard Tim Erickson from his CD called Soul of the January Hills. He's been in the area a couple of times, although I didn't realize it hadn't been for almost exactly 2 years since he was on our show the second time, I think in October of 2010. This song, which of course he sang solo voice, called Drowsy Sleeper. He has an interesting note that goes with this recordings. He said this disc, which is 14 songs for voice alone, is meant for listening, but you could also learn a couple of the songs and sing them yourself. As long as it doesn't bother the neighbors too much, it might be a good thing. So wrote Tim Erickson in Amherst, Massachusetts in January of 2010, the notes with this recording. I'm Kevin Kelly, and playing recordings by local and local artists and also visitors who have come through our area, at least during the time that I've been doing this radio program, which will soon, I guess, be 4 years, coming up next February. On January 12, 2005, WYNL-FM was granted a license by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee until December 1, 2012. Our license will expire on December 1, 2012. We have filed an application for license renewal with the FCC. A copy of this application is available for public inspection during our regular business hours. It contains information concerning this station's performance during the last 8 years. Individuals who wish to advise the FCC of facts relating to our renewal application and to whether this station has operated in the public interest should file comments and petitions with the FCC by November 1st. 2012. Another vocalist who has been and is now through our listening area, I have to say I'm not sure where she is currently, is Holly Holmes. She earned her bachelor's in jazz studies from Western Michigan University, and then 4 years ago was the first vocalist to earn a degree in jazz performance at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. And we're going to hear music from her debut CD, which is called The Climb, released in 2001. It has Brazilian songs, some jazz standards, and some modern instrumental jazz compositions, for which Holly penned lyrics to some of them. We're going to hear a song called Little Yellow Moons, and that is actually a Bill Caskey tune. Holly Holmes is a vocalist here. She's joined by Mark Ziegler on bass, Rob Cookman on accordion, Bill Jones is on guitar, and don't know how he says his last name, Jeff Müller. If he were a German pronunciation, it might be Mola, don't know. In any event, he's the percussionist on this CD, heard on Live and Local.
I
That was music by Heinrich Schütz called La Primavera, simply means spring, with a text by Giambattista Marino. Unfortunately, they don't include the translation with this CD. And nonetheless, that the ensemble called Gravitacion, who have been based in Champaign-Urbana, or were based in Champaign-Urbana, and at least largely, only two of their members, now I should really correct that, in and around our listening area would be more accurate. Matthew Lease, who is the baritone with the group, and tenor Daniel Carberg are both teaching at Millikan University. The two sopranos, Sherazad Pantaki and Youngmi Kim, had been in and around here and have moved on elsewhere. Countertenor Jay Carter is based elsewhere. And then I forget if the Theorbist was in that. No, he was not involved in that performance. As a matter of fact, last week on Friday on this program, I did talk with tenor Daniel Carberg. You might remember if you were listening that he was the music director and Matt Lease, the stage director for the Millikan University early music opera that was just given last Thursday and Friday in Decatur. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. And today, mixing up performers who are from around here, have been through here, and have gone, or people who have come through as visitors, and that's the nature of our next performer. His was a name that I had heard for some time without actually having heard any of his recordings. So when I had the occasion to talk with him when he was performing as a guest locally, his company sent me some of his CDs, which we didn't have in our library here before, and I was very glad he did, and they did. In fact, I know that Vic DiGeronimo has enjoyed his playing on some of these very much. His name, violinist Vadim Gluzman, and this, both composer and this music were a discovery for me personally. It's by the composer Balis Dvarionas, and the piece is called Pezzo Elegiaco, which simply means elegiac piece. By the Lake is its subtitle. Vadim Gluzman, violin, with the resident orchestra of The Hague. Neeme Järvi conducts on Live and Local. Music by the Lithuanian composer Balis Dvarionas, born in 1904. He died in 1972. His elegiac piece called By the Lake, and performed here by violinist Vadim Gluzman with the resident orchestra of The Hague, conducted by Neeme Järvi, on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly, thanking you for listening today. I'll be with you till 5 o'clock, at which point we go to All Things Considered from NPR. Our programs are made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Symphony Orchestra presenting Classics 1, Resurrection, featuring works by Brahms, Mozart, and Beethoven on Saturday, October 13th at 7:30 p.m. at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. Tickets may be purchased online at krannertcenter.com or through the Krannert box office. University of Illinois School of Music faculty have made quite a number of recordings, and I mean both present faculty and past faculty, of course. Among the more recent, at least that I know about, is the new one by the duo who call themselves Alethea, the Alethea duo, who are flutist Jonathan Keeble and harpist Ann Young. The CD is called Song of the Black Swan. There is, in fact, a piece of that name by Hitor Villa-Lobos on the CD. It's on the Albany label. And they were in here not all that long ago, several months ago, I guess, to talk about the new CD, and they were going to be giving a recital. I thought I would play one of the longer works that's on here during this half hour. It's music by Gareth Farr, who was a New Zealand composer. That's the first item on this CD. He was born in 1968, sorry. And the piece has a Maori influence, Maori, the native language of the indigenous people of New Zealand. I hope I'm pronouncing the title right, Taheke. And it is the word for waterfall in Maori. Each movement meant to be a musical depiction of a particular waterfall found in that island nation. And we're going to hear this three-movement work by Gareth Farr. It's the Alethea Duo from the University of Illinois School of Music, heard on Live and Local.
Thank you. Thank you.
We heard music by Gareth Farr, a New Zealand composer born in 1968. It was called Taheke for flute and harp, composition of 2002, performed here by flutist Jonathan Keeble and harpist Ann Young, both of them on faculty at the University of Illinois School of Music. Together they billed themselves as the Alethea Duo. Comes from their recent CD called Song of the Black Swan. The music in each of his three movements represent to depict a particular waterfall found in New Zealand. First, the waters of the Waikato River that hurtle through the Huka Falls and then end up falling into the plains. Second movement, inspired by a particularly secluded waterfall in the Marlborough Sound on the land of where the composer's family lives, and then the cascades of Whangarei Falls, represented by the third movement, and one assumes that's pretty powerful stuff if one got to view those falls. The Alethea Duo were on our show in May to talk about this new CD that had recently been released. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. We have support for our show today from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana. With wine, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer, wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available on the Corkscrew's Facebook page. I think one of my first interviews on this show was with Shannon Heaton, who, with her husband Matt, had made a recording at the time called Lover's Well of Irish traditional songs and tunes about love and loss, and they were performing in our listening area at the time. Thought I'd play the opening track from this CD. It's called Lily of the West, a traditional song, care of Colm O'Loughlin's Irish Street Ballads. Shannon Heaton adds a new chorus. Shannon is on the vocals and E-flat flute. Matt Heaton is on vocals and bouzouki, and then Keith Murphy plays mandolin on this recording.
For to find, there I spied a damsel fair, most pleasing to my mind. Her rosy cheeks and sparkling eyes, like arrows pierced my breast. They called her lovely Molly, or the Lily of the West. Her hair in golden ringlets hung, her dress was spangled orange. She had rings upon her fingers, brought from a foreign shore. She charmed both kings and princes, so costly was she dressed. She far exceeds Diana, bright the Lily of the West. I have crossed the seas to find the girl who brings me peace and rest. Still Molly sets my heart to flame, the Lily of the West. I was walking down by a shady grove. I spied a lord of high degree conversing with my love. She sang a song delightful while I was so distressed. I bid adieu to Molly, oh, the Lily of the West. I stepped up to my rival, my dagger in my hand, and dragged him from my false love and boldly bid him stand. Desperation, I pierced him in the breast. I killed a man for Molly, oh, the Lily of the West. my trial and boldly I did plead. A flaw in my indictment did in no time have me freed. That beauty bright I did adore, the judge did her address, saying, go you faithless Molly, O the lily of the west. Now that I've gained my liberty, you're over and I will go. I'll ramble through old Ireland and travel Scotland home. She thought to steal my life away, she disturbs my rest. I still call her Molly, or the lily of the west. I have crossed the seas to find the girl who brings me peace and rest. Still Molly sets my heart aflame, the lily of the west. I have crossed the seas to find the girl who brings me peace and rest. Still Molly sets my heart aflame, the lily of the west.
Matt and Shannon Heaton, the song called Lily of the West, a traditional Irish song with Shannon on vocals and flute, Matt on vocals and bouzouki, and Keith Murphy joining on mandolin. It's from their CD that's called Lover's Well. Matt and Shannon Heaton were a Boston-based, Chicago-born husband and wife duo who play traditional Irish music, and they were in our area in May of 2009 and appeared on this show. At least I got to talk to them. I don't recall that they, Shannon, I got to talk to, they were not able to perform live on the program, but I do hope they'll be back and we'll get that opportunity at some point. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Here are some of the events you can see and hear live in our listening area the next couple of days. At Illinois State University tonight, a recital by the faculty string quartet in Kemp Recital Hall in Normal. That's 8 o'clock. Tomorrow night, a recital by tenor sax Professor Chip McNeil will be at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana at 7:30 tomorrow night, hoping he gets hold over his cold. I saw him earlier today, and he didn't sound so hot, but he was going to head back to bed. I'm sure he'll be fine. Millikan University faculty pianist Ron Yadeau will give a recital tomorrow night at Kuiper Hall on the Millikan campus in Decatur. That starts at 7:30. The Illinois Wesleyan University Theater Department presents Ashena Madel at the McPherson Theater in Bloomington tomorrow night at 8, Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, and I'm peeking ahead to see if there are any additional performances. Looks like it continues through the weekend. The Traditional Jazz Orchestra plays at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock. And it's Breaking the Rules, an evening with Philippe Petit at the Krannert Center in Urbana tomorrow evening at 7:30. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. It'll be cloudy tonight. There's a 50% chance of showers. The low will be around 52. Cloudy tomorrow, again, 50% chance of showers. The high 68. Current temperature is 63 degrees. All Things Considered is next from NPR.